I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It is 7:15, and it's going to be nicer this week. Lower humidity, no chance for showers really till the weekend, and thankfully, tropics quiet for the next 7 to 10 days. Jeremy Alford joins us now, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly, and I don't think it's going too far to say one of the most plugged-in political reporters in the state. Do you?
I'll agree with you, Tommy.
Okay, there you go. I thought you would. Let's talk about redistricting and what's going on in Louisiana now that the as the redistricting turns, that soap opera was settled in Texas.
Yeah, this pulls in a lot of different characters. You got California, Texas, the Supreme Court, the Louisiana legislature, the governor, the president. And for Louisiana's purposes, we're waiting to see what the Supreme Court does in mid-October.
Let me take a step back, Jeremy, if I can, because I'm a little bit confused myself, and I tried to research this as to what exactly happened with the initial, take me back to the census, and then the most recent census that started the redistricting and what happened from there?
Sure. So redistricting is a decennial task. It happens every 10 years, and states will take the most current U.S. census numbers, and they will build their congressional districts around that. Mm-hmm. In Louisiana, that meant that not only have lost congressional districts over the years, but for the current maps, we have six congressional districts. We have two that are majority black, and we have four that are majority white. And there has been an ongoing legal drama that has stretched over 3 years regarding Louisiana's efforts to draw that map. The most recent one is pending in the Supreme Court.
Louisiana or
the U.S.
SCOTUS.
Supreme Court.
Okay, all right.
And there are going to be arguments on October 15th on whether our current maps that allow for those two majority black districts, four white districts, is going to stand. There was a group of non-African-American parties that filed suit saying that our maps were drawn based on racial reasons. And so the Supreme Court is now weighing that, and they're going to hear arguments on October 15th, and we're going to have to wait to see what happens. They could punt to make a decision later. They could issue a decision then. They could overrule the maps. They could go even further and overrule part of the Voting Rights Act.
That is the only thing that they can take under consideration, right, is the part of redistricting. Not gerrymandering, but as it relates to violating the Voters' Rights Act. Otherwise, it's up to the states. I'm talking about the Supreme Court now.
In a nutshell.
That's a simple explanation.
Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act.
Didn't politics enter into this, too, with can't think of his name right now.
There's this whole thing.
Not politics, but the guy they wanted, the representative, Garrett Graves.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think regardless of what would have happened there, we would have still ended up with two black majority districts.
Okay.
But the legislature did make the decision to get rid of Garrett Graves' seat as it was drafted, and he was the congressman out of Baton Rouge.
So we lost one, right?
That's right.
So how do they go about determining which one we lost? That's up to the legislature to decide?
It's up to the legislature. The legislature draws those lines and decides what the boundaries of each district would look like.
So Garrett Graves had, I'm guessing part of it, ticked off the wrong people, and he said he was an odd man out?
Yeah, you know, Garrett Graves had bumped heads with our governor, Jeff Landry, mm-hmm. many times, and Jeff Landry was, you know, arguably kind of still in his honeymoon period and had a great deal of sway over the legislature, and he still does today.
All right, let me take a break. And, go ahead, finish your thought, Jeremy, and then we'll take a break.
No. I was just saying that, right now we're waiting to see whether the governor wants to move forward with another special session and whether the legislature wants to follow him there.
Well, and that's the question we'll answer when we come back. I don't know how you're going to have a special session when you're waiting on the Supreme Court to rule on this. 720 more with Jeremy Alford when we come back. Traffic now, WWL.
From the Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters WWL Traffic Center, I'm Joe Cardosi. Moving fine across the Bonnie Carey Spillway after a bit of initial congestion as you head in from LaPlace, but I-10 is slow going between Loyola and Veterans as you head from Kenner to Metairie. Also seeing some lighter congestion between Causeway and West End as you continue eastbound. The Causeway is looking good to and from the North Shore. As you head in from Slidell, no major delays across the Twin Spans. You're hitting congestion around Reed that sticks with you through the Morrison Curve, but moving fine across the high rise once you get there. 610 westbound is all clear as you head toward Metairie from the east. As you move toward the CBD from the east on I-10, you're seeing congestion around Elysian Fields. It sticks with you till you reach downtown. The Pontchartrain Expressway has no major delays this morning. As you move in from the West Bank, you're on the brakes before General de Gaulle, moving better across the Crescent City connection, but it does stay congested till you reach the CBD. All clear in both directions across the Huey P. This morning's traffic is brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System.
726, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly. So I'm confused because the Supreme Court is hearing a redistricting case, what one legislature passed. Now the governor's talking about calling a special session for redistricting. What happens in the interim with the Supreme Court, or do they wait for what the Supreme Court has to say?
So it appears that lawmakers and the governor are going to wait and see what the U.S. Supreme Court does in mid-October. The Speaker of the House, Philip DeVille, sent a text out last week to legislators asking them to keep their calendars open in late October to mid-November, just in case, so that they can go in quickly, redraw a new map. We interviewed the leaders of that process, most notably Caleb Kleinpeter. He's the chair of the Senate committee that would oversee the redrawing, and he indicated what other legislators are telling us, that if that happens, that leaders are going to be looking at going back to five majority white districts and down to one majority black district. And Tommy, this is that Republican leaders would be looking at going to five majority white districts and one majority black district.
But doesn't that depend? How could they do that if the Supreme Court rules?
Well, if the Supreme Court rules, Tommy, if they remove Section 2 from the Voting Rights Act, that's the section that allows states to draw their congressional districts in a way that gives minorities a chance to be elected.
Right.
And the really important thing here is that this is part of a bigger national fight. Donald Trump has been urging governors to start to redraw their maps to get more Republicans elected to Congress. We're already seeing that happen in Texas. In response, Governor Gavin Newsom in California is saying, look, we can play that game too. There's going to be a ballot initiative to California voters in a couple of months, and they're looking to redraw their maps to give Democrats a better shot at being elected. And it's almost a wash, Tommy. You're looking at maybe five.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Have additional Democratic seats in California, 5 additional Republican seats in Texas, and then here's Louisiana. And this puts Jeff Landry squarely into a national conversation with the likes of Donald Trump, Gavin Newsom, the governor of Texas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this whole thing is just, you know, smacks of politics from beginning to end. And it's unusual because this is a decennial task. It only takes place every 10 years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to me, it sounds like we now have a mid-cycle action now, and it's almost a full-time job.
And now the president's talking about maybe having another census. I saw that yesterday. I don't know what the Constitution calls for it every 10 years, though, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of kind of unusual things in the air right now and in the ether that we're not used to seeing, and it's a new way of doing politics.
I'll tell you that. So if the Supreme Court says that the way the districts were formed initially is legal, or to not form them that way would violate the Voting Rights Act, that means there could not be a special session and the districts would have to stand?
I don't know. I wouldn't be so quick to rule it out. I think some of these Republican governors are going to try to move forward and redraw maps anyway. The real question here, Tommy, that's of concern to your listenership, is we've got two majority black districts right now, one based in Baton Rouge with Cleo Fields and one that's anchored by New Orleans, which is Congressman Troy Carter. Now, if we go to 5 majority white districts, which one of those black districts are going to fall under fire? And there's a lot of folks looking at that New Orleans district.
Let me ask you real quick. We got midterms coming up. So how does all of this play out against that?
Well, this is all happening because we are having midterms, and it's going to be a kind of a race to the finish to see what can get done before then.
But no matter if the Louisiana legislature ignores what the Supreme Court says, then I got to believe it's going back to court. And what happens? Who gets to vote in between now and then with the midterms? Because I guess they could rule in a hasty manner, but
we're going to have to wait and see. There's a lot of unusual things happening, so I wouldn't take anything off the table.
A lot of stuff in the air. Thank you. Jeremy, I appreciate it. Have a great week. We'll talk to Jason Shields when we come back for Bank on It. We'll talk about what the Fed did in Jackson Hole. Right now, time for WWL First News with Ian Ozan.
WWL First News, good morning at 7:31. I'm Ian Ozan on your official weather station, WWL. It's 82 degrees with a heat index of 88 in New Orleans.
Happy Monday.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.